Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. As the tendrils of sunlight languish, unable to pierce the suffocating depths of the ocean, we find ourselves on the precipice of a chilling reality. The cryptic fathoms, an unexplored dominion beneath the waves, offer a forbidding glance into the abyss where darkness reigns supreme. Aboard vessels resigned to the caprice of the sea, daring explorers have submerged to the inky depths. Illuminated by nothing but the artificial glow of submarine lights, they seek the mysteries enshrouded within those desolate waters. Here, the pressure mounts, not just in the weight of the ocean's column, but in the burden of knowing what lies below reflects the truth of our decaying surface world. Horrors of the deep, from the gnarled shapes of otherworldly corals to the distorted visages of creatures that seem drawn from a Lovecraftian nightmare, evidence mounts of an environment reacting viscerally to the above. We're told of marine species warped by the unnatural invasion of human waste, mutated beyond recognition, an evolutionary arms race spurred by toxicity. Bioluminescent beacons no longer attract mates or prey, but serve as macabre warnings. Approach at your own peril, they seem to flash. Akin to our previous excursion into the abyss with abyssal architects, where life forms defiantly sculpt new realities around poisoned water vents, the cryptic fathoms reveals a deeper despondence. Gone are the last marine mystics, the symbolic connection between man and sea severed by unyielding exploitation and neglect. It appears the offspring of the deep-sea architects have inherited a legacy of darkness, both literal and metaphorical. Tales of adaptation. Yet despite the harrowing circumstances, there exists a haunting elegance in survival. Fish with gaping maws and translucent flesh glide through waters, existing on the remnants of a once abundant sea. In the most dystopian twist, scavengers feast upon the very pollutants that have decimated their world. One might say they embody an insidious resilience, an inconvenient reminder of our world's capacity to endure and evolve, even as we hasten its demise. Submerged songs of yesteryear. Echoing through the canyons beneath the sea are the whispers of marine specters. Echo sounders capture the creaks and groans of shifting tectonic plates, ghostly reminiscence of submarine forests and animals that once flourished. These echoes form the dirge for a world lost, a plaintive ode that resonates with the chill of realizing that this cryptic abyss may be the final custodian of marine life's history. The unseen impact. Our forays into these Stygian waters unearth more than unsettling revelations of adaptability. Each voyage carries a grim inventory. Microplastics integrated into the very fabric of organisms, toxin levels in creatures off the chart, geological formations blanketed by a patina of pollutants. These are the hieroglyphs recording our era's legacy, etched not in stone, but in the very biology of the deep. As the cryptic fathoms unveil the darkness beneath the waves, we're confronted with the disturbing question. If the depths have become this macabre museum of human excess, what does it reveal about the surface world we wander? Even in examining the obliteration we've inscribed below, the bathypelagic zone seems determined to survive, to chart a course forward, even as we steer toward oblivion. Only in grappling with these stark truths can we hope to salvage a shred of understanding before the final lights of this world blink out.